Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again on behalf of Manna in the Morning. We're studying the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, and our reading today is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 13. Our reading begins at verse 36. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where goest thou? Jesus answered him, Where I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times. The Lord was here telling Peter what was about to happen. He was going to go away. And Peter, who had already left much for the Lord Jesus, elsewhere he would say, Behold, we've left all to follow thee. It was true. He had left his business. He had left a settled existence with his family. No doubt he had left many friends. He had done all of that to become an itinerant in following the Lord Jesus in his earthly ministry. The Lord Jesus described his existence this way. He said, Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. Peter shared in that unsettled existence of wandering. Peter ate what the Lord Jesus ate and slept where he slept. He was involved in everything that was happening with the Lord Jesus. And so loyal was he that, in his mind at least, he was willing to go anywhere for Christ and suffer anything for him, or so he thought. Oftentimes we human beings can become very overconfident. We can think much of ourselves and our own ability, but we have to always beware. As 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 teaches us, Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Indeed, this very night, before the cock crew, that is, before that there was going to be an early morning time of the breaking of the dawn, before that would transpire, Peter would deny the Lord Jesus not once, but three times. Oh, we can't be too hard on Peter. For so many times when someone has questioned us, we've taken the easy way out. We haven't spoken up for Christ. And maybe sometimes by how we've lived and things we've said and language we've used, we've almost denied the Lord. No, it's very easy to throw stones at Peter from this safe distance. But we have to remember we're capable of falling as well, and we have to learn the lessons that the Lord teaches here through this. Elsewhere in the Gospel of Luke, the Lord Jesus told the disciples, Behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Satan wanted to sift all the disciples, to put them through the wringer, as it were, and test them. But then the Lord Jesus says to Peter specifically, But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. What a glorious truth it is that the Lord Jesus prays for the believer. That the Christian has a great high priest in heaven, as Hebrews chapter 7 says, who ever liveth to make intercession for us. How wonderful it is that Christ prays that Peter's faith would fail not. And similarly, the eternal security of the believer is based in the fact that Christ prays for us, that he's done the work, and that he upholds us at every turn. No, the Lord Jesus spoke about Peter's fall, and he told him it's not going to be an irrevocable fall. It's not going to be a fall from which you cannot recover. It's going to be a temporary lapse. I've prayed for you that your faith would not fail. And then he says, when you've turned again to me, restore your brethren. So Peter, yes, you're going to fail. But when you're restored, you're going to have a wonderful pastoral ministry of restoring your brothers who have also fallen and fled. Because on that very night, all of the disciples were going to forsake him and flee. Peter was going to, in latter years, going to be a great minister to those who were scattered. That's what his two epistles are addressed to the believers who were scattered. And Peter was going to know the hardships and the vicissitudes of being scattered and of being tempted. But thanks be to God, Peter would also know the restorative ministry of Christ. If you've fallen today, believer, go to Christ. He can restore you and lift you up again.